book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to grab some phone calls. We've got Dallas in Austin. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Aloha, Mike. I was just wanting to call about climate change. I called you last week to tell you we had like 250 accidents that the police responded to because we had ice and snow in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we beat that record this week. We had 279 accidents that police responded to from ice and snow. We had some poor kids stranded on buses in the ice that couldn't get out for over 5 to 6 hours. And our city paid $1 million to rent out bikes at bus stops, but they didn't have the forehand knowledge to get de-icers. It's kind of ridiculous, and it just shows how bureaucracy messes everything up. And that's pretty much all I have to say, sir. I wish you Godspeed on your health.
Thank you very much. The problem is, of course, all these various government agencies are being told the world is getting warmer. We are supporting that agenda. Obviously, with Obama going back to the science is settled in his speech, which is obviously not true, he's going to hit you with a carbon tax. As soon as the spring melt happens, he's going to hit you with a carbon tax. That's the only reason for him to be pushing it that hard. By the way, I was noticing something here on my little iPhone app for the Weather Channel, because when you go in there and you take a look and it says the current temperature, and then there's a little line below it said feels like, and I notice it's always exactly the same temperature as the ambient temperature, and especially over the last 2 days where we were getting all this heavy snow on the island, the wind chill factor was definitely, definitely down there. So even on these little apps here, they don't want to have anything in there that looks like the world is getting cooler. Because feels like, you know, it doesn't feel like 71. So, again, every opportunity, the global warming cult is out there just trying to skew perception. You know, global warming leads to major ice storms, and, of course, that's not what they were saying 10 years ago. All righty, let's see. Mike in Pittsburgh. Aloha. Mike, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Doing all right. Well, sort of.
Hey, do you believe in weather control and manipulation?
I generally don't believe in anything. I have seen some research documents proposing it as a possibility for weaponization, but I haven't seen anybody actually seem able to do it.
I don't know. I go to a couple websites that show, you know, the National Radar, and you can see lines on there where they're manipulating the moisture content. And you can see there's like one down in Texas, and they're always pumping in moisture from the Gulf. And in the morning and that, they show these lines that sweep all across the country on the radars, pushing the moisture. So it just seems to me like all these deep, you know, ice storms here are actually proof that they're pushing the moisture around, manipulating the weather.
Well, I would disagree with you very obviously, because the moisture coming up out of the Gulf of Mexico, it does that automatically, just naturally by itself. And so obviously we're going to agree to disagree on that particular topic. All right. I'm sorry for all the little pauses here, but, you know, I'm coughing a lot, and I got to pull down the cough switch and everything. All righty, let's see. The U.S. government is back to wagging the terrorist at us. talking about how a homegrown terrorist is the most likely threat to the Super Bowl. They're out there, oh, yes, the Super Bowl will be a threat, will be a danger. So, you know, we're going to come grab your crotches and look into your coolers, if they even allow coolers anymore. I don't think they do. At sporting events, you're not allowed to bring your own coolers anymore. You will buy your beer and treats from those concessions at hideously inflated prices. And Super Bowl's a wonderful opportunity, if not for a staged false flag terror. But looking at some of the belligerent rhetoric coming out of Netanyahu's office, I would not be surprised to see Israel launch strikes against Gaza and Lebanon during the Super Bowl when Americans are, you know, distracted, which Israel has a past history of doing. So coming up on some interesting times here. Now, turning to the economy, we've been talking about gold. There are a lot of strange indications going on that the banking system internationally is, in fact, starting to lock up. And actually, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Kat in Indiana, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was listening to you talk about the chemtrails that people are calling in about, but we actually have a letter from Congressman Pence because we asked him the same thing. And he sent me a letter stating, yes, we have chemtrails, but they're tied in with Star Wars, therefore there's nothing we can do about it.
Okay, well, I guess it proves that one need not necessarily be well-educated to be a member of Congress because, again, it's very inefficient to spray something up in the upper atmosphere like that where it gets blown all over as opposed to down low. And I have not seen any of these photos of supposed chemtrails that look like anything but contrails. Now, kerosene, when it is burned in a jet engine in an aircraft, produces water vapor. Depending upon the relative humidity of the surrounding air, the trail that it leaves can last for several hours. And that's basically it. There doesn't seem to be much point to it. It's another one of these government-planted kookify stories, like no plane at the Pentagon or phony Apollo landings. Now, getting back to the economy here, J.P. Morgan has had to allow to be withdrawn 44% of their gold inventories, physical gold, in the last 4 days. And that's since last Thursday. So it's actually more than 4 days now. This story is a couple of days old. But basically, 20 metric tons had to be taken out of J.P. Morgan's vaults to satisfy demand. So this is the beginning of the gold run. All these people who bought these gold futures contracts, they want delivery of the physical metal. They're not willing to take cash settlements. They're not willing to roll them over. We understand that HSBC is blocking cash transfers. They're demanding an explanation for customers who want to remove large amounts of money from their savings account. So it looks to me like the thing is getting really, really close to just imploding. Half of all towns in Great Britain now have a food bank, which is certainly common enough here in the United States of America, people just trying to get by here. Now, the U.S. Congress finally reached a deal on the farm bill, and they decided to save their funding problem by cutting money for food stamps by $9 billion. That's their solution to every one of their self-made problems. We're going to take more away from the American people and give back less. And to show you, following up on that idea that members of Congress don't have to be particularly smart, Texas Representative Louie Gohmert has proposed raising taxes on the poorest Americans because, hey, they're getting money from welfare anyway to pay those taxes. I'm not kidding. This is the kind of thinking that's coming out of Washington, D.C. right now. HSBC and Chase sent clear signals that a bank run is near. Yeah, it's looking close. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can...
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and still talking about the economy. Rather interesting development. Two top-ranking American bankers working in senior positions in London have committed suicide in the space of just 2 days. Gabriel McGee, 39-year-old J.P. Morgan Bank executives, threw himself off the top of J.P. Morgan's European headquarters. And just 2 days earlier, another American banker, William Bill Brokesmith, was found hanging in his South Kensington home. So I think that's an indication of just how close to the end this whole scam is really getting to be there. Another article looking back at what happened at Iceland. Iceland let their banks fail. jailed the criminal bankers, fired the government that helped them do it, and Iceland now has only 4% unemployment. And they don't have to fudge their numbers the way the U.S. government is doing. Let's see. Meanwhile, even as Obama last night was talking about negotiating for peace in the various war-torn areas of the world, the U.S. Congress has voted to send small arms to the more moderate Syrian rebels, including manpads, Stinger-type missiles, shoulder-mounted missiles. So they're back to just pouring in more weapons. All righty, let's see. Now then, Benjamin Netanyahu has come out with a very bizarre comment saying that the internet, because it is a truly global system, requires its own version of the United Nations, a UN for the internet, where somebody will decide what is okay for the internet to carry or not. And of course, Netanyahu basically says, well, because Israel is the most advanced in internet technology, we should be allowed to decide for the entire planet what anybody can see or not see. And we see very clearly what this is all about. Israel can't control the internet. And that is a major problem for any government that uses lies and fraud and deception to control their people and to sell a political agenda. The inability to lie with impunity is a major inconvenience. And these politicians just don't want to learn a different, better way of being a nation's leader, involving actually being a little more truthful and upfront and listening to the people's concerns. So Israel wants to say, yes, we will be the watchdog on the internet, and we will decide what you get to see. Sort of like the opening to the original Outer Limits. We will control the horizontal. We'll control the vertical. And that's exactly what they're talking about. All righty. Now, back to the much beleaguered F-35, world's most expensive military aircraft, cost more than the gross domestic product of Australia. And we have talked about many of its problems. It can't fly in fog without the electronics quitting, can't fly in rain, can't fly near thunder showers. Helmet fire control system still doesn't work. Carrier version can't land on a carrier because the arrestor hook is too close to the main landing gear. And now it turns out that during training flights last year, the planes began to develop cracks in the wing struts. In other words, these aircraft are not durable and they're not reliable. But you can literally fly the wings off these things, which is just a bad day for everybody, including the pilot. This is just a major boondoggle. And you almost at this point, I think the American people need to stand up and look at everything this government has botched, whether it is the F-35, the F-22, the Independence-class littoral combat ships, Obamacare, the economy as a whole. There isn't anything this government has actually done right going back for more than a few administrations. And it's time for the American people to stand up and say, this government's broken. It is broken, it is illegitimate, it is illegal, it's time for it to go. It's certainly not serving the public interest. And anyway, a little sad note over the weekend. Legendary folk musician Pete Seeger passed away at age 94. And apparently it was just a few months after his wife of 70 years, Toshi, passed away. So he's already being commemorated in Illinois as well as he should. And a lot of people don't really know his name because in the world where corporate power decides who's famous and who isn't, Pete Seeger got blacklisted for speaking the truth about certain things. But I don't think there's anybody in this country hasn't heard his music in one form or another. And it's a shame that he's gone, but 94, you can't really argue with that too much. Now, a little bit piece of good news. Apparently, Edward Snowden has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. And of course, we know that the Nobel Peace Prize is highly politicized. I'd like to see Snowden win it, but that would be a huge embarrassment for the powers that be. So we'll see what happens, but still great that he got nominated. I think it's a very, very good thing here. All righty, let's see. Here's a good one. You're not going to believe this one. Apparently, at the Great Ormond Street Hospital, there was a girl who was being treated, don't even know what for, and she was accidentally injected with glue into her brain. I didn't even understand how that could come about. And, of course, it's caused brain damage. And now she's going to receive a multi-million pound payout from the hospital. But glue into the brain? I mean, come on, guys. How does that happen? All righty. Let's see. Apparently down in Argentina, a politician has announced the layoff of 170 civil servants through a YouTube video. And sort of heartless. Oh, okay, let's see. We've got, I'll tell you what. We're going to hold this phone call into after this next commercial break, okay? So, Joel, stick with me. We'll be right with you. Argentina is looking at a lot of problems. In fact, a lot of problems everywhere around the world in every one of these nations enslaved to a private central bank. They're not going to be able to keep this thing together. They're not going to be able to keep the illusion that it's working much longer. And let's see. Okay, more indications of... Okay, there's the music. All right. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances. Yet it's...
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show today. And we're going to take a phone call. Joel in Brooklyn. Aloha, Joel. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How are you doing? Getting better from your illness?
Well, still fighting it.
Okay, well, basically, anyway, this basically the, it was actually an interesting world production documentary on YouTube called The Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. And you may not like agree with the documentary's point of view, but it was actually well done. And you don't think maybe you're totally wrong, but it was a good production, some good production value.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, I don't know why they're piling on with all this nonsense today, chemtrails and the rest, probably because I'm sick and I figure I don't have the energy to fight them, but it doesn't take much energy to hit the drop button. All righty. Getting on to some other things here. Let's see. We're coming up here on the top of the hour where Ben Swan will be joining us for hour number three here. As I said before, Argentina is showing indications they may be going into a crash. And apparently their central bank had to pay out a rather large amount of money trying to keep their currency from sliding. And central bank spends $115 million to control the slide in the peso. See, all of these currencies that come out of these private central banks as loans at interest, they are not stable. They are not supported. They're intentionally set up to be manipulatable for the benefit of the money junkies. But you reach a point where the accumulated debt from all this game playing collapses the entire system. And in this case, it's going to collapse the system as a whole across the globe. Meanwhile, going back to the F-35, I just got an interesting email, and I don't know if this is true or not, but given the performance of the F-22 in other areas, apparently the F-22 can't fly with less than 3/4 of a tank of fuel. That's a new one. I hadn't heard that. Where apparently the F-22 has to just leapfrog from airbase to airbase to get where it's going. Because if the fuel tank gets down below that 3/4 level, the engine flames out. And you just have to ask what's going on inside military procurement where they're spending all of this vast sums of money and they're not getting anything. And worse, they're getting ready to take us into war with all these botched weapon systems. So I think the old rationale that if we simply spend more money than anybody else, we will prevail militarily, I think those days are gone. Let's see. Lloyd's cuts 1,080 jobs as Barclays slaps travel ban on staff. That's interesting. I want them leaving the country anytime soon. That's a bad sign. Okay. Let's see. Go on down here. All right. Let me go back over and get some of these other stories. And I apologize for being a little disorganized, but again, it's... Let's see. All righty. Apparently, Obama's nominee for ambassador to China has come out and said that he's not really an expert on China. And, of course, my response to that is, why did you get the job offer? If you're supposed to be the ambassador to China, should you not know something about China? And if you don't, why were you picked as the nominee? And, of course, we know what's going on. This is one of the plums the president uses to reward his top donors and fundraisers. You know, bring in a lot of money, he wins, and hey, you get an ambassadorship. Okay. Let's see. Many fires are burning around the globe as we are due for another stock market top. It's certainly true enough. And, wow, the Dow is down 198 right now. So, yeah, it's looking good. Rather, not looking too good here. Over at Investment Watch blog, an interesting article. Forget the metadata. The NSA is spying on everything, which is what we have been saying all along, because we took the stated capacity of that data center in Utah, and we calculated that with moderate audio compression, that facility in Utah can record the entire content of every phone call made by everybody on planet Earth for the last 7 years. So this idea that they're only saving the metadata, it's a flat-out lie. It's absolutely a flat-out lie. This motto of the government is, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. Let's see. By the way, 96% of the Democrats who support a minimum wage hike don't pay their own interns. There's some generosity for you. Germany is apparently doubling their funding to hunt down and return Nazi art. So they're wagging the Nazis at us again, and that means Israel's going to do something ugly. Top lawyer to British MPs, the GCHQ mass surveillance is largely illegal. Yeah, it's illegal. It's illegal under international law. It's illegal certainly under British law. It's illegal here in the United States. It's a violation of the Constitution. And they're still trying to figure out some way to say, yes, well, we're breaking the law here, but we have the best of intentions. And patriots will stand there naked and let us watch them through their webcam to keep them safe from terrorism. It's pretty bad stuff here. All righty, let's see. Let me skip on down here. Apparently, FEMA has contracted for motor coach evacuation of mass citizens. FEMA's still out there spending a lot of money in these hard economic times, and FEMA and TSA and Department of Homeland Security, they still got the bucks to play with. Apparently, the U.S. has been caught with another assassination program in Colombia. And this was Washington Post ran this story last December and said basically the CIA and the NSA is helping to assassinate at least two dozen leaders of the Colombian FARC guerrillas. So, excuse me. All right. Sorry about that. So we've got another assassination program out there. This government doesn't play by the rules. They've got all these rules that they want you to play by and be loyal and truthful and all the rest of it, but government sees its power as the ability to do things that you won't do, and that's all the power really is. And let's see. Ron Paul and Jim Rogers are talking about Obama's MyRA, and they're calling it what it is. It's an IRA confiscation. They're coming after the private retirement accounts any way that they can because it's the last vestige of hard cash in the hands of the American people. And the fact that via executive order, Obama is forcing federal employees to invest their 401ks into treasury bonds, that's got to be waking a lot of people up right now because nobody wants to buy treasury bonds. If people wanted to buy treasury bonds, they wouldn't need to coerce it. I don't think this, it just feels like at any moment could come apart. Any moment could come apart. All righty, let's see. All righty. Interesting story coming out of USA Prepares, and it's apparently about the TSA harassing a sheriff, Shane Harger. He was a constitutional chief of police, went to the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CISPOA convention, got back, was informed by his superiors that he had to shut down his entire police department. Somebody is afraid of law enforcement that abides by the Constitution. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit Escape.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Coming up on the top of the hour, and Ben Swan will be joining us to talk about jury nullification. Now, before we went to the break, I was talking about this story that came out of USAPrepares.com about how this constitutional sheriff went to the CISPOA convention, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Convention, and apparently both heading there and coming back, he was openly harassed by TSA, including somebody who claimed to be a federal officer but wouldn't identify what agency he was with, not show a badge or anything, and just said, you know, I don't need probable cause. I'm paid to be suspicious of everybody, which is the new way of getting around the Fourth Amendment. And then he gets back to his department, and he's told that he has to dismantle his police department. And it looks to me like somebody wants to get rid of all members of the police department who still think there's a constitution in this country. And we've seen what the police are doing these days. I'll give you a good example. This is a story out of Activist Post, and apparently there was this incident where three officers entered the home of this elderly woman and didn't knock, just kicked down the door and released an attack dog that went into the bedroom and attacked the woman who was sleeping. No warrant, no pressing circumstances. They just did it. Another little story. This is over at Blacklisted News. Apparently, police broke down the front door of this home in response to a noise complaint. And the police did not come in and just say, can you cool the noise? They apparently just broke down the front door and tased the couple. And there's a video of it. The police just come in and say, you're making too much noise, and they zap the couple and arrest them. Now, despite that video, the police were cleared for assaulting the couple and breaking into the home, and instead, the couple were put on trial. And they're setting a new model where the police are always right and you, the citizens, are always wrong. It's just amazing what's going on out there. A little bit of an embarrassment for Congressman Grimm following the State of the Union. He was being interviewed by a reporter off the balcony in the rotunda following the State of the Union. And the reporter asked him about allegations of campaign finance skullduggery. And Congressman Grimm apparently said, if you ever do that to me again, I'll throw you off this blanking balcony. You're not man enough, I'll break you in half like a boy, which they got on tape. And obviously that member of Congress has much to be concerned about by such questions. Now, for those of you who are using Windows XP, and I'm one of them, the deadline for upgrade is looming. Basically, we're within, I think it's just a few weeks now, where there will be no more support upgrades, no more bug fixes, which is okay because there aren't that many bugs still in there. Now, Microsoft has gone ahead and said they will continue to send security upgrades into the middle of next year. And the reason they're doing that is because Microsoft is discovering that people just don't want to trade up from XP, which is, after all these years, is a stable, reliable operating system. People don't want to trade it in for a more expensive, full of bugs, full of more NSA backdoors. And the attitude of Microsoft is, you will buy Windows 9. You will not keep your XP. You will upgrade. You will give us your money. And that's a big part of what's wrong with the U.S. economy, this model that you are forced to buy the same thing over and over and over again. And when this XP machine I'm working on here dies, I'm going to go to Linux. All righty, so we're coming up on the top of the show here. And I think a big part of what we're looking at right now is what Obama's State of the Union speech reveals. It reveals a president who is very much out of touch with what the American people think and know. Obama's declaration that global warming is real and the science is settled basically tells us that he absolutely doesn't understand that for the vast majority of the American people, no, it isn't settled. And I guess in his arrogance, the idea is going to be that, well, I don't care how much snow there is in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't care how much snow there is on the peaks of Hawaii. If I tell the American people the world is getting warmer, they will believe me, and that's all that I really need. But at some point, we're going to see the people of the United States of America start to just make up a little list of everything the federal government has done and how badly they have botched it, whether it's global warming, Obamacare, the economy in general, the F-22, the F-35. And at some point, when you look at that list of utter failures by this federal government, you have to come to the conclusion, as so many people already have, this government doesn't work. It's a wonderful little crony machine for the Wall Street money junkies and for Israel, but it's not supporting the American people. It's not benefiting the American people. And it really is time for it to go away, I think. All righty, let's see. Okay, I thought it was we were getting a call. Oh, are we getting a call here? And I'm looking at the little control room text thing. All right, well, okay, it just went away again. All righty, so the other part of Obama's State of the Union speech, it was a speech of diminished expectations because he made all these wonderful comments and everybody obediently applauded to say, you know, yes, everything is just fine, but we know it's not true. We know it's not true. I mean, the fact that this speech is so disconnected from reality on issues of the economy and global warming. And Obama was just playing politics, referring to Israel as the Jewish state, pandering to basically all the special interests with really nothing left over for the American people except that very obvious attempt to get Americans who are angry about wealth inequality angry with each other. Well, it isn't the money junkies. It isn't the private central banks. It's the men are cheating the women, and the women should fight back. And we've seen it before. When the population gets unhappy, the government turns us against each other along race lines, gender lines, orientation lines. That's how it works. All right, we're going to take a break here for Phyllis Schlafly's commercials. We'll be back with Ben Swan after these few words.